Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, today is May 12th, 2024. It happens to be Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day. If that applies to you, if you're celebrating, if you're not, I guess the one thing we all have in common is we all had mothers. Because if we didn't have mothers, we wouldn't be here. So a lot of people are out celebrating with their families. Today is Mother's Day. That means gifts. That means celebration. That means honoring our moms. I'd like to talk today about a topic that is about love and relationships, and perhaps as it relates to our mothers or at least our parents. I just read this book called Attached, The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. This book is by Amir Levine, and it's a fabulous book talking about the style of attachment that we have in adulthood. And the theory is it's based on our past and our childhood. I was talking to somebody today about people in general and why people do what they do. And I've said this more than once. What anything anybody ever does, it doesn't matter what they say, what they do, they have a reason. And often we don't know what the reason is. This book can help you, can help people understand, first of all, their own reasons for doing things, especially in relationships, intimate relationships, and also to get you to think, you know, I'm kind of curious why this person is acting this way in relationship with family, friends, or perhaps even in a intimate relationship. I read the book in a week. I took some time off a couple weeks ago, went to Florida and took the book with me, and I couldn't put it down. Not only did it help me start thinking about my childhood and my background, but also it helped me think about relationships that I've had and how I've reacted and also how other people. So it's a great book for self-discovery. So I'd like to break it down. I'm certainly not an expert on the topic. If you go on YouTube, you can type in attachment theory and you can watch a 10-minute video, a 5-minute video. There's also, I don't want to call them tests, but I would call them quizzes that you can take online to kind of figure out where you're at as far as attachment. There's different theories, and I don't want to get into the history of it because it's more than we can handle on this call today. But I'll say this. There are two major attachment styles. One is secure. The other are insecure. Secure and insecure. So secure attachment style makes up about 50% of the population. The insecure makes up the other 50%. Now, the theory goes like this. How a person was raised or how a person acted with their mom or their parents has a direct influence or relationship with how people act in adulthood. Now, I have said this for years. There's no way you can compete with a person's childhood. What happened to them, whether a parent died, whether a parent left, if there was divorce, if there was abuse, you know, those early years have a great impact on a person's character, who they will attract in life, how they will repeat, you know, relationships which are familiar from the past. It's very difficult to compete with that. It's very difficult to overcome that. I think the first step is awareness, because once you become aware of the patterns that you're running, you start, you know, seeing that you can be responsible to change them. So in a way, this is a great book. It helped me, and I highly recommend that you take a look at it and read it. The other thing that the book does is, and I didn't go through this, you know, in a total way, there's a place in the book for you to rate your relationships and try to figure out, you know, who was doing what and how they were acting and almost kind of play like Sherlock Holmes in understanding relationships. I will tell you, it really helped me understand my relationships throughout my life. So let's go over the secure attachment style. The secure attachment style makes up about 50% of the population. And this is a person that is very comfortable with intimacy and also independence. It's secure for a reason. And the reason why it's called secure is that they feel safe in a relationship. And they're able to communicate their needs. They're able to respect their partner. And, you know, there's not that much drama. So, you know, this goes back to the idea of a mother or a father or having parents where you have a child, maybe the child 3 years old or 4 years old or 5 year old, and the child is with a mom in the room and the mom is there watching the child and the child is playing with toys perhaps, and then the mother leaves the room, and then the reaction that the child has, whether the child feels okay about the fact that the mother left the room, the fact that the mother came back, it's all of these issues that may go back to how they related to their mom or dad. It's not necessarily proven, and I kind of get the idea that, you know, some people believe that, you know, this isn't necessarily true, this is just a theory. However, some people strongly believe how you related to your parents, specifically your mom, or maybe your dad, has an impact on how you're going to relate in adulthood. If you've ever listened to Tony Robbins, and I've listened to him for years, he'll ask somebody of your parents, which one did you try to find the most connection with or have the most rapport with, or which parent did you try to please the most, you know, whether it's your father or your mother, which one were you, you know, kind of attached to? And after he gets that information, he'll say to them, now, who did you have to be so that you could be loved by them? And that's kind of his litmus test. You know, did you have to be dependent? Did you have to be responsible? Did you have to be perfect? And I've seen him do this many times. And you know, when people get the revelation, oh, you know, it was my mom and I had to be this and I had to be that. Or it was my dad, I had to be perfect. I had to get straight A's. And, you know, by doing that, I got my father's attention. I got his love and I got, you know. What's interesting, and I've seen this not only in my own life, but I've heard it when I've talked to other people, what happens in those first 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of growing, which is, you know, the development stage, that has a tendency to play out in your whole life. You know, it's like you go to the store, you go to a fast food place and you order a burger and you say, listen, I want two patties, I want special sauce, I want lettuce, I want, you know, sesame seed bun. And then one day you wake up and you go, wow, it's amazing. I'm ordering this because this is what I ordered when I was a kid, right? Even companies know this. They know, this is kind of a side rant, but companies know if they can get a person really young to buy their product, they will be hooked for life. Like Fritos, for me, I remember going to school as a kid, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade, and my mom would put a little tiny bag of Fritos inside my lunchbox, right? So even today, like I love Fritos. But it's not about the salt. It's not about, you know, the oil. It's not about the Frito-Lay. It's about the memory. And even ice cream. I remember as a kid, you know, buying or not buying because I was just a kid. My mom and dad would buy it. But I'd get this ice cream butter crunch where it was this creamy ice cream with these little tiny candies in it. And even today when I see it, I buy it, right? Because it reminds me of the childhood. 7-Up is another one. So these products, these companies know if we can get a kid, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, we can get that brand in them, they might be customers for life. My point in saying this is how we relate with our family in relationship does play out in our adulthood. At least that's the theory of attachment style. So the person that's secure, they grew up in a secure relationship with their parents. There's no drama per se. There's no insecurity per se. these people in relationship are securely attached. They're responsible for not only their needs, but also the need of their partner. They're empathetic. They can negotiate conflict. In other words, they're not insecure. They're not worried about, oh my gosh, you're going to leave me, or I'm going to avoid you, or anything like that. These relationships tend to be stable relationship. There's no real fear of abandonment. There's no fear of jealousy, right? Now, what's interesting is when people meet and people connect and people get married or people are in relationships, it's really good to understand not only your attachment style, but also your partner. And also, one of the things that was interesting to me, and I think you will be interested in it as well as you read the book, is that you tend to attract, you know, deja vu from the past. You tend to attract what is known and what is familiar, and, you know, you start seeing patterns. Oh my gosh, I'm dating so-and-so, or I'm married to so-and-so, or I'm in a relationship, and I'm seeing that this person is familiar in that this is how I was raised. So the secure attachment style is the most healthy, right? I guess if two people come together and they're both secure, I think that would be a great relationship. I would also think it would be boring, right? Because there's no drama, you know, that just says a little bit about my relationships over the years. But the secure person is just settled in. They know who they are. They have boundaries. At the same time, they're able to give and take. They're empathetic. They are able to negotiate the need of their partner, and they feel good about themselves. They know that, hey, you know, if this works, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. It reminds me, I don't know if you've ever watched Jerry Seinfeld, the Seinfeld show. There's a scene in the diner where Jerry is sitting down with this woman, and she says, Jerry, we need to talk. And she says, I think we need to break up. And Jerry says, okay, fine. And she says, what do you mean, fine? He goes, yeah, fine. That's okay. No big deal. And he says, everything tends to work for me. So if this isn't going to work, no big deal. And he just leaves the diner. And I think, well, that's kind of a very secure mindset. It's like, okay, I'm in this relationship. If it doesn't work, that's okay. Person isn't devastated. So that is the secure attachment style. Individuals are secure in intimacy and also independence. They trust. They feel safe in relationships. They're able to communicate their needs. And they're able to have long-lasting, healthy relationships, which is a very positive thing. Now, the sad thing about this, or I should say the reality of this, is that this makes up only 50% of the population. I was talking to somebody today that's engaged, and we were talking about their fiance's family and the origin of their childhood. And this guy is kind of young, so I was talking to him about the fact that you don't just marry a woman, you marry into the whole family. And it's important to understand how this person was raised and the family dynamics around it, how it was then and how it was now and how it is now. I said to this young man, because what you're doing is you are going to be marrying into that family dynamics. We talked a little bit about systems theory. So I highly recommend the book. The first attachment style is secure, and I am secure in myself to take a fast commercial and a sip of water. We'll be back and talk about the insecure attachment style. Hold tight. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Do you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more? Then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
All right, we are talking about relationships. Today is Mother's Day. You know, I think mothers make a great impact on our life. I know my mother did for me. I still think about her. She's been gone for many, many, many years. And so far, we're talking about the secure attachment style. Does that sound like you? Do you know people that are secure? Are you secure? The other styles, there's two, maybe actually three, but we're going to talk about the two that this book talks about in the book Attached, are insecure. Now, the insecure attachment style makes up about 50% of the population. And of the insecure, there are two. One is anxious. We'll talk about that one first. And the other one we'll talk about is avoidance. So anxious. The anxious attachment style is exactly what it sounds like. People who are anxious, they tend to be clingy. They tend to be concerned about not being loved or abandoned. I was in Florida a couple weeks ago and I watched this movie. Well, this is a great example, actually. I watched this movie called Ghosted with Ana de Armas, and she's not anxious. She's avoidant, all right? But her partner is anxious in that they connected, and then she pretty much ghosted him in that she's not responding to his text messages. So the character, the gentleman, you know, is anxious in the relationship. He's texting her. He's wondering, you know, he's wanting to know where she is and how come, you know, she isn't texting back. So his mode of attachment is anxious, worried about being abandoned, being left behind. So maybe someone that had a parent that died in childhood or went through a divorce or there were issues with abandonment or being unloved. This tends to play out in adulthood. So people who are anxious, they tend to be very clingy. They're overly dependent on validation. They're always looking for validation. Is the relationship okay? Is everything okay? You know, they'll look at their text messages. They'll look at their phone messages. If they haven't heard from somebody in a day or two, they get pretty upset. Now, people who have an attachment style that is anxious, there tends to be drama because, again, this is part of the style of insecure. These people are insecure. They're not insecure in themselves. They're not insecure in other people and certainly not in the relationship. So they're sensitive to the threats of the relationship. They tend to be anxious. They tend to get angry. They tend to have a lot of drama issues. So, you know, I would have to say that this does go back to childhood, how people interacted with their parents or specifically with their mother or their dad. But these people tend to struggle with trust, you know, trust issues, self-esteem issues. They tend to be depressed or anxious. The anxious style, if you watch the movie Ghosted and you see this gentleman acting towards Ana de Armas, he's completely anxious. He's thinking about her. He wants to know why she hasn't called, why she hasn't texted, and you know, maybe he feels abandoned. I think all of us, you know, if we're old enough, we've been ghosted. We've been in relationships. And I can even see it with friends. You know, you have friends and they don't call you anymore. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, what's going on here? Well, there's a lot of ways that we can react. We can react from an adulthood mentality that says, okay, you know, I was friends with you and now we're not, or we were in this relationship, now we're not. And you can be completely healthy about it. You can be completely secure about it and just move on, and that's life. Or you could be anxious. I always think it comes back to the idea that the word relationship is a nominalization in that it's not really a thing. And this kind of goes back to my training in NLP. relationship is not something you can put in a wheelbarrow. It's not something you can, you know, put in your hands and walk around with. You can't say, you know, I have a relationship with my friend, or I have a relationship with my wife, or I have a relationship with my son, or like the word relationship is really a verb. It's how you relate to another person, right? So this year you might relate to a person in a certain way, like you're really close with them, and then you might have a falling out. Maybe you don't relate to them that way anymore. Such is life. And I think that is a more secure mentality versus the anxious, like, oh, I'm so anxious, I'm so depressed, ups and down, low self-esteem, and just not secure because your self-esteem is based on what the other person thinks. So that is the attachment style of a person that is anxious. The next style is still under insecure, is the avoidant attachment style. Now, I can think of somebody that I know, and I won't mention their name, but you know, they had some abuse. They're kind of famous. They're in show business. I'll just say that. I won't go any further than that. But they were abused as a child, and they tend to have avoidant attachment styles. They go through people, and they're not really attached at all. They're insecure. They're totally avoidant. You can't really get to know them. Maybe even as a friend, you can't get close to them. And in an intimate way, if you wanted to be married to them, of course, this person's been married a couple times. Marriages are falling apart. And, you know, I'm not saying this to be critical. I'm saying this because your childhood has a lot to do with it. In the movie Ghosted, Ana de Armas, her mom dies when she was a kid. So she has this avoidant attachment style. You know, she just basically disappears. And when Chris, is it not, it's not Chris Elliott, I forget the actor's name, the actor who plays her boyfriend, when he tries to get close to her, she moves away, completely moves away. Avoidant. People who are avoidant, they love their independence. They're uncomfortable with too much closeness and too much intimacy. They want to be self-reliant, and they suppress their emotions. They don't really share, you know, how they feel. They don't want to be enmeshed in the relationship. They don't want to lose themselves. They tend to avoid emotional or physical closeness, and they might appear to be distant or unavoidable. And they downplay the importance of relationships in their life. These are people that might spend most of the time working in business or working in their mission in life. When it comes to relationships are not the number one thing in their life, even though we know that relating to people and having family and friends and being married is very important. So people who have an avoidant attachment style, these are people that are separated, and they have a very difficult time forming and maintaining close relationships. And what they tend to do is they are either controlling or they withdraw. They either control the situation, they control the partner, or they withdraw and they're not seen. So again, this is an avoidance style, and this causes drama. This causes ups and downs. So just think about this just for a moment. If there are only two categories here, there's secure and unsecure. And with the unsecure, there's the avoidant, and there's also the anxious or the clingy personality. When you start looking at this and you start, first of all, examining your own life and saying, wow, this is how I operate in relationships with my friends, my family, my coworkers, my husband, my wife, and this is how my partner responds based on their childhood, you can see why people come together. You know, I guess the most successful relationship would be two secure individuals who come together and they form a family. But what often happens is, you know, the attraction is to find somebody that fulfills a childhood familiar pattern. So maybe you were abandoned, or maybe you were abused, or maybe you were anxious in your family. So you attract a different style. So it could be that a anxious person will attract a secure person or vice versa, or a person that's avoidant. And I don't think we're typecast. I think it's possible that we can play different roles in relationships with people. But I think this book is really important to not only understand our attachment style and our past, but also to understand other people. And I really believe this with all my heart. Whatever a person does, right, in relating to other people, they have a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And often we don't know. And this is what makes it interesting. Often, you know, I will think, okay, they did this, they said this, it's all about me. But the truth is, that's not true. It's not about me. It's about what has happened in this person's life and how they see relationships. That's what's really important to them. And it kind of makes you want to be like a Sherlock Holmes. Think, okay, well, how come they haven't called me? And how do I feel about this? And how am I acting in relating to other people, whether it's coworkers or whether it's a marriage partner or friends or family? And just realize that people have a reason. What's scary is only 50% of the population really have a secure attachment style. So I encourage you to pick up the book. The name of the book is called Attached, The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. If you don't want to spend the $20 to get the book, I would say go online, go to YouTube and type in attachment theory and watch a video or two about it. You can take a deep dive. You can actually probably go online and find a quiz or a test where you would answer maybe 100 questions and then it'll tell you. I don't think it's typecast. I think you can actually get to the point where you can be secure in relationships if you were anxious or insecure or avoidant. But most of all, it will help you understand your style and other people's style. If you've ever had issues with the relationships, and who of us has not, right? We all have had relationships issues, and we've all had questions, why did so-and-so do this? This book will actually pull back the curtain and give you an understanding of why you did what you did and why the person did what they did, whether they cheated on you, whether they abandoned you, whether they left you, or how you acted. Maybe you were guilty of those things. But believe me, if a person does something and says something, they have a reason for it. And it's interesting to figure out, I wonder what the reason for their motivation is to not call or to be clingy or to be secure in themselves. So this is a fun way of understanding how you relate in the world. So I highly recommend you dive deep into this. It'll help you understand yourself, and it will also help you understand others. So until next time, have a great Mother's Day, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to The Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.